nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and good evening to you listening to Nationwide. My name is Annie Martin and we are coming to live from Juba. This is the first day of the month of October, and it's the end of the month today and the beginning of a new week. And today we are going to be looking at Cyber Security Awareness Month that ends today. Every October, the government and private sectors collaborate to raise awareness about digital security and empower everyone to protect their personal data from a digital form of crime. The man is dedicated to creating resources and communication for organizations to talk about their employees and the customers about staying safe online. In South Sudan, the National Communication Authority, together with partners, have been conducting a series of awareness, both online and on radio, beginning from last week up to this evening. And I am joined in the studio here by two cyber security specialists from the National Communication Authority to talk about, is a cyber crime a common phenomenon in South Sudan, and should it be a major concern to a country like ours where majorities of the citizens does not have access to internet? These are some of the questions we are going to be discussing with my two guests right here. I have with me in the studio Richard Jacob Allaire, who is the cyber security specialist in the National Communication Authorities. Good evening and thank you so much for coming to Radio Miraya.
Good evening. Thanks for Miraya too.
And also have Vukeni Innocent Joseph, the cyber security specialist from the National Communication Authority. Welcome to Radio Miraya.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Radio Miraya.
And our lines will be open to you later on, where you can call on 0912062079 or 0912062059. Those are all our lines. You can call and be part of our discussion this evening. Right away, let's begin with Richard Jacob. The cyber security man is ending today, and why do you think this kind of awareness is very important for national communication authorities together with their partners to raise more awareness about this cyber security?
Thanks once again. This month is very important for cyber security. It's not only for National Communication Authority, it's for the whole nation of South Sudan. Yeah, it's important for the whole South Sudan, for the whole nation. It's not only for National Communication Authority.
Are there some activities you have been conducting since this is a month dedicating for this kind of awareness from the National Communication Authority?
Yes, yes. Since last week, we have been ups and down, having talk shows in the radios, TV, social media. We have been like all over.
Okay, let me also find out from Vukeni Innocent about the significance of this day. Maybe you can add your voice here. What is the significance of this day?
Sure, thank you. To start with, the idea of the Cyber Security Awareness Month is to reiterate the importance and enhance the knowledge and understanding of users of technology on the importance on cybersecurity in the midst of their use of technology. So this year's theme happens to be See Yourself in Cyber. That is a global theme. And in a bid to align the global theme to our national theme, our national theme happens to be See Yourself in Cyber and Secure Your Connectivity. So out of that, the focus is on the users of technology and how they can best partake in ensuring that this national connectivity that is in place is secure through each and every practice that they can implement. So when we talk of the individuals and the families, what actions are they taking to ensure that safety on the internet is a guarantee? When we talk of the students and the technology enthusiasts, they could see themselves in cyber by taking on courses and ensuring that they're learning through the available resources that are available out there. And then when we talk of the institutions, government institutions, the private sector, or even the civil society, how are they coming together to ensure that there's a common effort in ensuring that actually our cyberspace is secure?
Yeah, you have just mentioned something very important, and many young people find themselves today using the social media, and some of them are prone to anything that might happen to them. So you are talking about the action that they should take to ensure that they are safe. What are some of the actions you think people who are using this technology should adapt to ensure that they are safe?
Sure, quite a number of them. At an individual level, at a personal level, you can embark on ensuring that your digital devices are up to date. That means the software that on your phones, on your laptops, or on your computers are actually up to date. And that mitigates or keeps off any chances or any loopholes for things that could compromise the security of your information on these devices. Secondly, you need to practice good use of passwords. Your passwords have to be unique, and it's not a good practice to reuse passwords. What I have on one sensitive account of mine should not be what I use all across.
Yeah.
Yes. And we should also practice something known as multi-factor authentication, meaning I'm not only using my password, but I'm also adding another layer of security onto that. For example, I could be having my password, and to access or to log into a certain account, I will need a PIN that has to be sent onto my phone to guarantee that actually I am the owner of that account and I am given access once I have that layer of security added.
All right. Yes, Richard, before we find out the role of the National Communication Authority in this cyberspace, should we take this as the South Sudanese very serious, the issue of cybercrime? Is it a serious concern in South Sudan, cybersecurity? How serious do you think the people of South Sudan should take? Because we have so many things. I'm sure people listening to us now will say, oh, people have a lot, people are living in floods and all this, but we are not an island anyway.
Yeah, thanks for this great question. Let me just answer you by this. I'm just giving you some examples, then you and digest
it for yourself. Okay.
Okay, first of all, let me just give an example of a scam happened last year. Yeah, that was one of the examples. Like one of our citizens has been scammed almost $11,000. So you can tell me if this is important or not. This is for you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about the institutes.
Yeah.
Forget about the organizations. Forget about like any institute out there. Some are coming to us and complaining and maybe telling us what's happening to them. But some don't even open up because maybe they're shy or maybe they feel like they have been maybe dumb enough to be cheated on the internet. So yeah, it's very important for South Sudan.
Just to make more clarification also to our listeners, we have seen on many times here, I don't know if this is an example or I am out of the system, where somebody claims to be Richard Jacob Allaire, who is stuck in Nigeria, and asking Sunny Martin to wire for him some money, but you are not the right person. And blindly, I end up wiring the money, and at the end of the day, that account is blocked. Is that part of the awareness you're trying to raise to create more awareness so that people don't fall victims of this?
Yeah. In this kind of trick that I've used to make you fall.
How does it work?
They have a lot of tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me just put something first. We all know Halloween, yeah?
Yes.
Halloween, as African, we don't celebrate this month.
Yeah,
so it's
the one
this
that
month.
Happened over the weekend.
Yeah, so it's this month. Halloween, it's a month that Europeans are celebrating, like, they wear hoodies,
yes.
scary yeah. things, yeah? But in Africa, we don't celebrate this. It's not a coincidence that this Halloween, it's in October, which is Cybersecurity
Month.
But us, we don't scare from those bonjol, but however, we scare from those who are putting hoodie, which are the hackers. Those guys are out there tricking, like trying to find your information, the data you have put in your WhatsApp or maybe on your Facebook, in your social media platform, wherever data you have put. Let's assume you, Sunny, you have graduated from the university this month, and now you are seeking for a job or maybe seeking, let's say, for scholarship, because this is a lot now in Juba here. You'll find people are finding a scholarship is like full-funded scholarships. I want to apply for these scholarships. And then you find yourself that you're sending money for those who are giving you full-funded scholarship, mm-hmm. sending money for accommodations, for things which is not which at the end it's just fake, because you didn't verify it, mm-hmm. you didn't double check it. So we have a lot of cases in South Sudan.
Now, where does the NCA comes in? The role of the National Communication Authority in this cyberspace. What is the role?
Okay, first of all, National Communication Authority, it's a government agency.
Mm-hmm.
It's been established by Act 2012. And our role is to regulate the telecom companies and the ICT sector in the country. Yeah? So by saying ICT, this is where cybersecurity came, because cybersecurity falls under ICT, not telecom.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say cybersecurity, how are we going, as NCA, how are we securing this country? How are we securing our individuals? How are we securing our organizations, those who are inside this country? First of all, our measures is we come up with an MOU with one of the organizations. It's called DeFi Head Now.
Mm-hmm.
They have a body called Safeticom, which are those are just like they're really working good on securing cyberspace. Those are we can call them as civil society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then the second measure that NCA have took is to come up with SAT. SAT is National Communication. SAT is Computer Emergency Response Team. This team, their work is to investigate wherever incidents happen and report. And again, inside this SAT, we have a body called Forensic Lab. This Forensic Lab, we have a computer forensic lab and we have a mobile forensic lab.
Mm-hmm.
So those labs are working as digital, like to provide digital evidence for the judiciaries and all of this.
Okay, if you have just joined us right now, you are listening to Nationwide. My name is Annie Martin, and I have two guests with me here. Richard Jacob Allier, who is the Cyber Security Specialist in the National Communication Authority, and also Vukeni Innocent Joseph, Cyber Security Specialist. And we are looking at the Cyber Security Awareness Month that ends today, the 31st of October, 2022. And if you have got any question, our lines will be open to you later on. If you have been scammed or you have fallen a victim of this kind of situation, please do call us and ask your question right here on 0912062079 or 0912062950, or you can call our MTN line on 0929686297. Those are all our lines. And before our lines are open, still with Richard, before we hear from Vukeni, you have talked about the role the NCA is taking. You are partnering together with DeFi Head Now. But some questions will be arising, like what are some of the measures being taken at the national level here? I know you may have some challenges in going to the state, but also you have to begin from Juba here before you zero into the state capitals.
To be honest, we have even reached to the state level.
Mm.
Earlier this year, I was in Bor. The example I've gave you, it was from someone who's in Bor.
Yeah.
And we went to...
The one who was scammed?
Yeah.
$11,000.
$11,000. And imagine this is...
We didn't know
he's just brave
the
enough... He's just best brave enough to come up with this. He didn't feel shy.
Mm. So imagine those who have not come up.
Yeah. And we have been in Torit, we have been in Yambio, we have been in Wau. That was all of this were for awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the measures that NCA is taking. Because security actually started by you. You as a person. Not NCA to come and secure you. First of all, as my colleague here mentioned, make sure your password is very strong. This is the first measure that you take for yourself to be secure, yeah? Secondly, the two-factor authentication. I'm not going to repeat what you have said, but this is why we are here. This is why we are here to aware people. Secondly, it's the cooperation between NCA or maybe the country and the global outside there, because cybersecurity, it's not only about South Sudan.
Yeah.
And if South Sudan is not secure, that means Uganda is not secure, that means our neighbors are not secure, that means those who have given us a cable or maybe the fiber optic, they cannot be secure, because we will have hackers here to attack them, because attackers can be in Konyo-Konyo, mm-hmm. and they can be in US to attack you.
So they can be anywhere as long as the internet connection.
And as long as you're connected, yes.
Mm. So are there scenarios where the National Communication Authority can act quickly to arrest such kind of situation, like the case in Bor?
Yeah, okay. Last year, 21st May, this is when the cybersecurity law has been published. It's still provisional order signed by the president, because by then the parliament was not there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's signed by the president, and we call it provisional order. That means we still can add more, because as you know, technology is always growing.
It can be amended,
So, so this law, I'm just shouting out there, everyone, if you're really concerned about, because don't go out there and like things in Facebook and keep posting something that you don't know about. Maybe it's a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you'll be, you have to answer this.
Yeah.
So you look out for this law and try to read it.
Okay.
Yeah, so there is a law.
All right. Yeah, Vukeni, what are the practical steps being taken towards ensuring that we have a better cyber security where people are not vulnerable to being defrauded on internet and also being a victim of what they don't know?
Okay, thank you for your question. First is to understand how, it goes back to the question you asked earlier on how do these criminals carry out these activities. It's through a tactic known as social engineering. It's basically the art of manipulation on the basis of what you like, what I like. So the attacker literally knows what would entice me. So they know I'm interested in money, I'm interested in good things.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could frame something that looks eye-catchy, too good to be true, that could really trigger me to click on this. And let's say I visit a website and the next thing that is popping up is, I've won a car, I've won a phone. Click on this to claim your price. Most times or oftenly, we're easily triggered to click on that.
Mm-hmm.
We want the phone, we want the car, we want the money. But at the end of the day, you find that you have clicked and clicked really several times, not knowing that as you're clicking, you're actually providing your information, because you have to give some details out there. And this is what the attacker or the criminal is using to gather information about you. So really, we need to be informed. We need to educate ourselves. And this is one of the initiatives that at the foundational level, the National Communication Authority as a regulator is doing, so that people are aware and in the know of how best they can secure themselves as they use technology. So talking of some of the best practices, you need to practice what is known as cyber hygiene. And cyber hygiene entails some of the steps that I highlighted earlier on, use of multi-factor authentication, password,
very strong password,
very strong passwords, updating your software system and your devices and all these things. So this, in a way, mitigates to a greater extent the chances for cyber criminals to manipulate you or even to steal your sensitive information from whatever it could be stored on the internet. For so long as any of your devices or you have connectivity to the internet, that device or the chances of you being attacked or manipulated are high, for so long as you don't practice or have in place measures that could safeguard you on the internet.
Mm-hmm. How secure is our country in terms of controlling this cyber security form of crime? Is this will go to Richard. Are there a very strong mechanism that has been put forward by the NCA in terms of controlling?
Okay.
And also, again, the question is, how do I report in case I have an issue?
Okay, let's go for the... Are we secure, first of all?
As a country?
Let me just tell you, be paranoid when you're on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel that you're secure, because you'll be free. Okay, we will be secure if we get the good education about cybersecurity, or the good awareness.
Yeah.
If we are giving this kind of awarenesses every at least month or 2 months, it will be better for us. NSA now, we just is starting to initiate, because cybersecurity is not just something that we can start it today and boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because since 2020, NSA is working toward how to secure the country, how to secure NSA itself, first of all, then the whole country. So we started the measures, and this is why we have this team called SAT. And SAT is not something that you can just initiate it today. It's a really big team with really good equipment. And this is what NSA is doing now.
Okay.
Yeah, just maybe to add on to what my colleague has mentioned, it is good to put out the fact that 100% security is never a guarantee, and we can't attain it. Why? Because technology in itself is dynamic, it's ever evolving. And secondly, we need to adapt to those changes from time to time. So 100% security, whether at a national level, at an institutional level, or even at a personal level, is not a guarantee. So that would literally mean security is just a continuous effort. For so long as technology is growing, security is a continuous effort. So at a national level, there's something known as a cyber maturity that every nation has to protect, which means having in place measures that you're partaking, which encompass user awareness and education, having in place cyber incidents management capabilities, and then having in place information sharing or collaboration mechanisms in the event that there are incidents within your cyberspace. Out of that collaboration with other nations or even institutions within the country, you can easily update one another and contain this incidents or malicious criminal activity before it escalates. So it's a process, it's a gradual process. For so long as technology is evolving, your measures also have to keep improving on and on.
Okay, if someone is affected by a cyber incident, how can the public reach out to you to seek for assistance when they face any cyber incident?
Okay, NSA has a number. It's called, the number is 202.
202?
Yeah, 202.
Free toll?
202.
Mm-hmm. You can call that. If I don't have airtime, I can just call.
I cannot ensure that. I cannot assure you this. So 202, it's a number that NSA is just, this is for cyber security crimes.
Mm-hmm.
If you fall into find yourself that you have been scammed or something, you call this number. Then there is an organization that has mentioned earlier that we have MOU with them, which is Safeticom. Safeticom, it's based on Munich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
the person will respond within South Sudan, right?
Yeah.
For this 202.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually within our premises.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So that person will get an assistant right away?
Of course.
In case I'm having an incident?
Whatever happens to you, just try to call us. We'll be there for you.
Okay.
And this is our duty, by the way.
Okay. Yes, 091-206-2079. My name is Annie Martin, and I have two guests right here. Like I said in the introduction, today, 31st, is the end of the cyber security awareness, because this awareness is always for the month of October every year. And it's an initiative by the government and private sectors to raise more awareness about digital security and empower everyone to protect their personal data from a digital form of crime. And you have heard from him that it's also your personal initiative to ensure that you protect your self from this kind of fraud. So many examples have been given. An example is a South Sudanese who lives in Bor town of Jongle State. He was scammed of $11,000. So you can imagine so many cases are happening, those which are not yet reported. 091-206-2079 or 091-206-2950, or send us a short SMS to our SMS number 091-2177-141, or you can call our MTN line on 092-96-86-2097. That's the number you can call. Hello, Redimire. Hello.
Hello, Sandy Martin.
Yes, your name?
Yes, my name is John Ring from Wow. How are you?
I'm good, John Ring from Wow. Go ahead, John, with your question.
Yes, Sandy, I want to ask the question for our guest in the studio. First of all, I would like to greet you and our guest in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Why for cyber, they did not reach to the areas whereby the people, those who have been falling the problems, they can make awareness, say that the other people may know that this organization is working and this organization is controlling people for the crime.
Okay.
Yeah, that is my question to the guests in the studio. Thank you, Sunny Martin.
Thank you so much for your concern. 091-206-2079 is the number for you to call. And we have also another question coming in here from Mading Malual along from High Referendum here in Juba. And he says scammers has emerged in our country, recently cheating South Sudanese people with a so-called business online. How can your office, the National Communication Authority, protect our people from such kind of unnecessary scam where people, South Sudanese, have lost a lot of money for an online businesses? That's from Mading Malual, along from High Referendum here in Juba. And the other concern was coming from John in Wow about your expansion to the States. So maybe John from Wow want to get an answer from you. Richard, you can answer that.
I'm appreciating the caller from Wow, the first caller. And he was mentioning why NCA is only concerned about, is it only Juba or?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm assuring you, my friend, that NCA has been just beginning of this year. We have toured maybe almost the whole big cities in Juba. I mean, in South Sudan. So we have been in Bor, we have been in Tourid, we have been in Wa, we have been in Yambio, we have been in Numeli. All of these big cities that we have been there, just to give awareness to our people.
Yeah.
And now this is why we're in the radio, for you to know and tell your other brother there.
Okay. There was this question from Mading. Many South Sudanese have fallen victim to online business scam. People pay a lot of money and their goods are not delivered. So how can the National Communication Authority intervene to support our people who are losing a lot of money in this online business?
Okay, thank you. With operationalization of the capability that my colleague mentioned earlier on,
yeah,
in the form of the computer emergency response team, this is basically going to be in the sort of a fusion center, technical, having expertise from different stakeholders within the nation. And the idea here is to manage any cyber incidents within our cyberspace or within our neighboring countries or at an international level as well. So with that, the incidents or the scams that
Mading
was talking about fall under the category of cyber incidents. So having such a team in place gives us the opportunity to know the sources of such scams and then mitigate them before they escalate or they spread around to the citizens. And how that can be done is, out of knowing the sources of this, people will be given awareness about it, that hey, when you see such and such an advert or such and such a note, please don't click or don't do anything that could, mm-hmm, trigger you.
Because they keep, like you said, if you open your if you go to the internet, you open any form of social media,
yes,
there are some kind of advert that will be popping all the time with a lot of readings. If you do this, so if you click on them, they keep disturbing you all the time.
Exactly. Mm. But at the end of the day, it goes back to you as the user of technology. Knowing, not having to click randomly on things that are shared on WhatsApp, mm-hmm. on your Facebook, or even on email. By the time you click on something, you should be very certain that you know the source, you know the sender. Best example could be people commonly share adverts mm-hmm. on our phones on WhatsApp. And since we're maybe desperate, we really want these things, we end up clicking, and we, at the end of the day, unfortunately, we get scammed mm-hmm. based on whatever whatever form it is. So as at an individual level, you really have to be paranoid and be very certain of whatever links or information that you eventually get to click, or even where you provide your information.
Okay. Yes. 091-206-2079 or 091-206-2950, or you can send us your comment to our SMS number. Hello, Redimire.
Hello.
Yes, your name?
It's from Yambi.
The network is a little bit bad in Yambi. You can call back on the same number, 091-206-2079. Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello, Redimire.
Yes,
hello, Redimire.
Your name?
You are talking with James Olagan. I'm calling from Tongping here.
Okay, go ahead from Tongping.
Yeah, I'm one of the people who have been experiencing this.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to me this week, whereby someone sent me a prayer request, and the account of that that Facebook account was written Honorable Wudeng Ashwin. He sent me a prayer request, and he shared with me. She shared with me, actually. I asked her that, are you the real Minister of Education? she told me that I'm the one. But currently, I'm living abroad, and I want you to help me. I say, what kind of help do you want from me, Mr. Minister? She told me that I have my cars in Kampala currently. They wanted to be brought to Juba here. So I wanted to send $500 to somebody in Kampala to bring those cars, and I will come to Juba on Monday. When I come on Monday, I will see what I can do to you, and I will help you. You will be my friend.
Mm.
So I asked her that, could it be possible? Don't you have any other person that you can, another government official that you can delegate to do this for you? Am I the one to do this? So I end up by telling him that, or her, that you are not the current minister, you are just defaming the name of our able Honorable Wudeng Ashwin. So I end up there, and I stop from chatting with her. I block her.
Okay.
Yeah, I block that person.
Her or him, depending on who that person is.
Yeah, because I don't know. So my advice to our people, they should be aware. Don't just chat with someone and you send your money and you don't know who is this person. Sometimes they can ask you that you give me your password and I will open for you a free data, that your Facebook account, all your internet will be free,
mm-hmm.
that you will not be charged again. But all these things are not true. Whenever you give them your account, maybe they will hack your account and they will misuse it. If you have something in your account, maybe they will take it.
Okay.
So I appreciate the initiative that was created. I let them continue to aware our people, because our people, they don't know all this.
Okay. Thank you so much, Garang from Tongping here, for that example you have given. Just last week, somebody pretending to be the Honorable Minister of General Education and Instruction is stuck somewhere and has cars in Kampala and they want $500. So that's one of the serious examples of this internet fraud he is talking about right here. We can pick one more before we give the chance to our guest to answer some of those queries. Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Your name? Yes, your name?
Yeah, I'm called John Adjordiu from Bentiu.
Okay, Diu from Bentiu, go ahead.
So my question is, here in when you want to chat on Zain, so sometimes it can take lots of them without chatting. Why is that happening? Is it coming from those working with internet, or where does that come from?
Okay.
So that is my question.
We have another question coming via our SMS number here. This one says it's going to John. To Richard, and he says, you earlier on said that you are working in partnership with Defy Hate Now, and you will agree with me, according to him. This is from Deng. Deng is writing from Moniki in Juba here. He says, our crisis in South Sudan has largely been fueled by online hate speech, and this has caused a lot of tension in the country. What is the NCA doing in partnership with Defy Hate now to contain the issue of hate speech, which is more than scamming online because people die in this kind of situation? Are there some rules and regulations maybe the NCA is putting in place to contain this? That's from Deng here in Juba. Plus, this example that came in from Garang in Tomping here, where somebody who is pretending to be the Honorable Minister wanted to scam him. If he was not very wise enough, he would have gone ahead to send the $500 to that person in Kampala, for example.
I'm just still laughing. Okay, first of all, I like the first scholar. He was saying that she said, or he said, because he didn't know.
Yeah,
that means he used common sense.
Yeah,
and this is the security that we have on us. This is, you grow up knowing this, knowing what's wrong from what's right. A minister cannot just chat with you and tell you, okay, clear for me a cow is 500. A minister can just call his office here and they can do this for him.
Yeah.
So he used common sense in this, and this is what we are here. This is why we are here. This is why we are trying to tell our citizens out there that be wise, be cautious, and please be paranoid, that everyone is there out there just trying to test you. Hackers are there. Hackers are there triggering you. They're just trying to find a way to just get into you, Sunny. Mm-hmm. Like, as I mentioned before, Sunny, you just graduated. How did they know that you're a graduate? Because you have posted something in Facebook.
Yeah.
So it started from you.
They go to your profile.
Yeah. It started from you. You're putting everything out there, and you're wondering when people think that you are Sunny and you're working here and you're doing this and this is how you earn. Of course not.
You'll be
it's
target.
Very easy for them to just target you.
Yeah.
And this is their work. They actually send sell information, Sunny.
Yeah.
So if I'm like found some information about you, and I'm and my brother here, my colleague here is a hacker. But I have nothing to do with you. I'm not interested to hug you. But he's interested to hug you. He will come and ask me and be like, okay, man, sell me this information. There is something called dark web out there. Any information about anything, you can just find it out there. Even if you want to sell gun, you can sell it out there. People have to control their information, their data they put. And cybersecurity is just all about your data, your information that you put out there. This is what we need to secure. This is what we are trying to secure.
Okay. You would like to add something?
Yeah, sure. Just to add in there on that scenario that our brother put out there. This is an act of impersonation.
Yeah.
Yes. The Honorable Minister is being impersonated and, in a bid to get money out of the victim or the target, in which case happens to be...
So the question is, if he has to report to you, NCA,
yes,
can you help track and find that person? Is it possible?
Now, through the partnership that NCA has with the flagship program known as Safeticom, Safeticom in itself has the capacity to, through their partners as well, to track down or to know the sources of this information to the last resort of having to do away with all this fake accounts. Could it be hate speech?
Is this a fake account or somebody just uses his own account?
The people who
scam, are they using their original account or they fake something around?
It's an act of impersonation.
Yes.
I know your name. I look at your profile out there. So
and
it's
sometimes
just
they go as far as putting my photo.
Yes, it's a matter of me just creating something that is close to what is yours.
Mm.
And I go to your page, I download save the images, and then I put them on this fake account. And I use that to manipulate people. So at the end of the day, tracing down these people is possible, but on the other hand as well, to the root cause of, to the actual person who is behind the computer may be a bit more, much more technical, owing to, the the skills or the tactics this person is using behind
us. Yes, there was this question from Deng about hate speech. What is also being done by NCA to really contain this? You earlier on, according to him, you said you are working in partnership with Defy Hate Now. So, and hate speech has been one of the issues, and it's one of the crimes that has caused a lot of tension in this country.
Yeah, want to know? Our MOU with Defy Hate, it's Defy Hate. Yeah. Then inside Defy Hate, we have Safety.com. Though inside Defy Hate, there is something called 211 checked.
Yeah.
So this is for fact check. So if there is any rumors or any hate speech out there, it's this body to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, NCA has an MOU with them, and they are working really hard to secure our cyberspace and to secure our people out there from rumors and all of this.
Okay. Another question here is going out to you, that the guy who reported a scam of $11,000 in Bortan of Jongle. Did you help him recover the money, or the money just went forever?
Okay, this is interesting. Okay, first of all, guys, being scammed or being hacked is not only about social media or Twitter or Facebook. No, you can be. This is just a way for them to get into you. So this guy, we couldn't help him.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why, because first of all, he didn't verify this website, because he was buying a car actually.
Yeah.
So he ordered the car, but before you order a car, let me say I wanted to order a car from Japan or something. I will try first of all to make sure that this website is legit. It's official website for that company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Secondly, you need to, this is technical now, if we have to talk about it here, maybe we can take 2 days. Mm. So there is some measures that you need, how you know this website is legit or not. And we couldn't help him, why? Because he already sent the money, he already talked to the guys. After they received the money, the website just vanished, the phone calls is not even working anymore. So you cannot track someone like that. And imagine that was, I think, 2019 or 2020. By then, the cybersecurity law was not even published in South Sudan.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. More or less like what you have already answered, Moses Sasa from Yambio says, what are the main things scammers use to hack people, and how can one be part of the training to protect yourself from being hacked? I think the most important thing is you can educate our listeners. That's why you're here. How can people protect themselves from being hacked? It's very important. You can repeat again if you don't mind. Yes, Buken.
Okay. As earlier on mentioned, you need to practice cyber hygiene on the personal level. That means keeping your software on your devices, your laptops, your computers secure and updated, practicing good use of passwords, secure passwords, strong passwords. And yes, if you have very many sensitive accounts, you could use software that is known as password managers. So this helps you to avoid the habit of recycling passwords. What I'm using on Facebook is what I use on Twitter, or even for my banks, online banking.
Some people do that because they can easily remember, because if you have too many passwords, you can forget.
But that is risky. And the solution to that is what I'm just mentioning, known as password managers. So when you Google online for password managers, you can get a number of them that are for free. And the best free one would be known as Bitwarden. So if you search for this online, Bitwarden password manager, you can, you know, read about it and then equip yourself on how to best use this to ensure that you're practicing good password hygiene. And then also, lastly, avoid really clicking on links randomly. Verify, always verify, and be paranoid.
Okay. And we are coming to the end of our discussion, because the news is coming next at the top of the hour in English at 6 p.m. Finally, what is your message to the public during this Cybersecurity Awareness Month that ends today? Let's begin with you, Bukini.
My message to the public is, let's always educate ourselves. Let's always be in the know of and the knowledge that this technology that we're using, for the fact that we're connected, there's always a chance that we can be vulnerable to malicious cyber activity. So always practice cyber hygiene at every time or whatever cost, for so long as you're using any digital device.
Okay. Yes, sir. Richard?
My message will be just as simple as our SIM. See yourself in cyber. So cyber is not only for IT guys, it's not only for everyone who's using internet. So to protect yourself from this, use common sense, first of all. Secondly, don't click any link unless you verify. And how you verify, let me just give a small hint, though it's a bit older, but we cannot get technical here. We don't have people are not seeing us. So there is some links that has like HTTP mm-hmm. without S. The S is for certificate, like security, like security certificate. If it hasn't no S, please don't click that link. Sometimes it will be having S, but try to check the domain name. Like if this, like let me say a scholarship from Canada, if that domain like www dot is not www.canada or has something to do with Canada embassy or something, just leave it. You get? So first of all, try to see the certificate, which is https, and the log part. There's a log part you can see there in the browser, plus the domain name itself. Some domains will be like numbers and some funny. Don't go for that because it look not legit.
Okay.
It doesn't look professional. Just don't go for it.
Thank you so much, Richard Jacob Allier and Kenny Innocent Joseph, for coming to our studio to do more awareness about Cyber Security Month that ends today. We thank you very much.
The pleasure is all our pleasure.
And with that, we have come to the end of our first hour discussion on Nationwide. The news is next in English, and join my colleague David Lucan for Nationwide second hour.